This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Got up to beat on the man. How dare you speak to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, in such a fashion, asking, you know, for something like this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, stop. Let him speak his heart. He was not rebuked. He was not scolded. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, would you like something like this to happen to your daughter, to your mother, or to your aunt, or to your sister? And the man kept saying, no, 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 no. So he said, people are like that. So in other words, he said, love for other people that which you love for yourself. Then also it was narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we all know the hadith where he said, oh young people, he who is able to get married, let them get married. Do you know the story behind that hadith? Said that Ibn Abbas said, you know, the young bachelor companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their club was the masjid. They used to hang around the masjid. So one day, all young men are in the masjid, and it sounded like they were talking about that subject. You know, they were talking about, you know, being young men, they were talking about the whole issue of, you know, the passion, the physical passion that is in them. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked in, he looked into their faces, and he noticed that this is what they were talking about. So what does he do? How dare you talk about something like this? He smiled, and then what he said, oh young men, if you can afford getting married, young men, get married. He did not rebuke them for having the feelings. He was telling them where to put the feelings. Do you see the beauty of the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How these things are elevated, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would address it. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "La yakun ahadukum kalfahl." Let not any of you be like a beast. He beats his wife during the day and then expects to sleep with her at night. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So now what we've told here is that subjugate your passion. Make sure that you put your passion in the proper channels. It is not wrong to love, but make sure that you love the right people. It is not wrong to hate, as long as that you are hating for the right reason, the right people. It is not wrong to be angry, as long as it is for the right reason. What we said earlier, it is about emotional wisdom in the Quran. People are four kinds, you know, when it comes to this emotional wisdom. Some of them are very quick to anger and almost impossible to please back again. You know, these kind of people. Anything you say to them, they get angry. And then if you go and you say you are sorry, get down on your knees and beg, they will not say that. These are the worst kind of people. And then there are those who are very quick to anger and also very quick to come back. And they're okay. And there are those who are not quick to anger, but when they're angry, it's also very difficult to get them pleased back again. These are not very okay. The best are those who are not easily angered, and when they are angered, it's easy also to make them happy again. So the idea again is subjugation of passion, making sure that you've got this emotional wisdom that is in you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرُ. Did you know that for any movement to be a beneficial one, for any movement to have its fruits, you must have these conditions. You must have these conditions at all the time. And that is why our beloved brother Malcolm X, Haj Malik al-Shabazz, may Allah bless his soul, who would be addressing the African Americans in the US. And then he had a formula. And this is what he would say to them. He would say, in order for us to win our freedom, we must do three things. He would say, number one, wake up. Number two, clean up. Number three, stand up. Wake up, clean up, stand up. If you're not clean, you cannot stand. If you're not clean, and all you do is you are a drug addict, or you are an alcoholic, or you have some sort of vice that is in you, you are not fit to make a difference. So he said, if you want to be part of this, you've got to clean up. You cannot be asking for your freedom, yet you are a slave of your own passion. You cannot say that I want to be intellectually respected, yet you are an alcoholic and every time you drink, you are giving your intellect. So he would say, you want your freedom, you must wake up, clean up, and stand up. And in short, this is what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught. Clean your heart, ridges, vices. You know, Muslim, that's not befitting to you. You've got to clean this. Stay away from it. And that is why the highest definition that was ever given about righteousness was about what? It had to do with this form of ism. A man by the name of Ma'badan, one day he said that he wanted to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the concept of righteousness and the concept of sin. So he said that, you know what, inshallah tomorrow morning when I go to the masjid, I'm going to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this topic. He gets up in the morning, goes to the masjid, but the masjid was already full. And there is no way that he can get to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam easily. So he starts pushing people out of his way. And people are telling him, Ma'bada, you came in late, sit down. And he said, no, I want to talk to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him and he is smiling. He gets to him and he said, before he asks, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ma'bada, if you wish, I can answer your question before you ask it. And if you wish, you can ask your question and then I will answer it for you. Ma'bada was a big smile on his face. He said, Prophet of Allah, you answer the question before I ask it. So the Prophet ﷺ said, you came here to ask me about righteousness and you came here to ask me about sin. He said, indeed that is what I came for, Prophet of Allah. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, righteousness is good character. And sin is that which you have doubts in your heart about and you are afraid that it may be exposed to people. See, what the Prophet ﷺ is telling us is that you be your own policeman. You know, you are afraid, you've got doubts in it in your heart, and at the same time you are afraid that it may get exposed to other people. Now the way people are bought in movements is like this. They have a very bad expression in the US. They said, you know, someone is giving them a hard time. Someone, you know, when someone is giving you a hard time, they say, well, what can we do to him? What can we offer them? And they say, well, two things work. Either a hook or a crook. Give them one of these things. And that is why they say, subhanAllah, people who are in any movement and they are bought because of their passion, then that is when things collapse. But then for us Muslims, that is not possible. It is not possible. Because again, as Muslims, we have got this concept of warrujz fahjur, something that the Quran speaks on Allah. So now we see the Quran tells us about this whole issue of subjugation of our passion. Make sure that you are always in check with your passion and always make sure that you are in check with your heart.